Building recovery. Stage 1, planning. Session 2, is this the right place to build? So the question that we're looking at in this session is, when you're thinking about building your house, your recovery, are you building it in the right place? Have you considered the place that you're building? Everywhere you build is somewhere. Sounds obvious, doesn't it? But if I just give you two images now, you'll perhaps get the idea. I'm going to give you one image of a house in the middle of a very, very, shall we say, busy community. Lots and lots of neighbours, lots and lots of kids running around, lots and lots of neighbourly activity, community stuff going on. Let me give you another picture now of a house on top of a cliff where the sea comes in, and then there's no houses next to it. It's in complete isolation. These are obviously very extreme images, but they give you a sense of the kind of questions that we're asking here. This is not going to be a long session, but it certainly includes a very important question. You see, everywhere you build is somewhere, and you get the choice. To a large degree, you can decide, is this the right place for me? A lot of people, for instance, that I worked with when I was working in residential rehabs, they would find a recovery in the rehab and then they would stay in that town. There's lots of arguments for not going back home. We're talking physically now rather than metaphorically, but it's a question worth asking. If the situation you are in is going to have you under too much pressure or be too difficult, then really consider doing that recovery, making that building or building, you know, the effort you're going to put into that is huge. So consider doing it somewhere else. Now, each idea we're going to talk about in this session works both ways. What I mean to say is, again, if we can use a metaphor of a door, we know that you can walk through a door either way. So if I say talk about, you know, family or community or relationship, they can all work both ways. You'll see that'll become clear as we talk about them. So let's talk first of all about community. I think this is one of the most obvious. If you're building in a community, then you've got to ask yourself, is that going to be the best thing for you? Do you like it busy? Do you like a lot of activity? Do you like people knocking on your door all the time? Do you like people to be round all the time? Or, again, a door that works both ways, you could say, well, that could be a bad thing for me. It could be a good thing, it could be a bad thing. Just equally, building on your own, where no one else is around you, or no one that you know at least, then that could be a good thing or a bad thing. It works both ways. It's for you to think about what's going to give you the most chance. Now, I want to give you a clue here as to some of the most basic ideas in recovery, because you may not have considered this. But addiction turns things on its head to such a degree that when you're considering recovery, or when you're very early in recovery, you can literally use this to your advantage. So what do I mean by that? Let me try and be really clear. What I say to people in early recovery is, do you feel like being around people? And they say yes. I say, okay, be on your own for a while. I say, do you like to be on your own in your room? And they say yes. I say, go and meet people and socialize and challenge yourself that way. Why do I say this? Because you can literally use your own motivation and your own leanings to tell you what not to do. I hope that's not too complicated. I'll try and describe what I really mean by this so that you really get it. If you've been in addiction for several years, or decades in some cases, then you will have naturally developed your own weakness. In other words, if your weakness is isolation, you'll have a natural leaning towards it. Well, okay, so work against it. Build your building of recovery in a place that's going to challenge you, so long as it's not too much. Remember, just like we would look at physical fitness, we're going to look at this as spiritual fitness or psychological fitness. And so what we're looking to do is exercise ourselves, but not too much. It's what we call a stretch goal in life coaching. In other words, it's a goal that does stretch you a little bit but doesn't snap you. So again, use your own tendency to tell you what not to do. So that's community. You're looking at a noisy community, a busy community, what expectations that community will have on you. And this is at this stage, the metaphor of the building becomes the most real. We're almost talking about a real community now. Also, we can look at family. And again, it's a door that works both ways. Are you at your most likely to succeed when you are around your family? Or do you need to build your recovery away from your family? Now, these are very deep questions, and you may not be able to answer them perfectly immediately, but just to give it some thought gives you a better chance. And I would say, when we're talking about relationships generally, whether it's family, community, or work colleagues, or anything like that, I would still run the same test, run it through the same test, which is to say, consider doing this. Consider getting a piece of paper and writing down the names of every single person that you know or come into contact with or are thinking about building your recovery next to. Write the name down and then score them 0 out of 10, 5 being neutral, 0 being really negative, and 10 being really positive. In other words, they could score really highly positive or really highly negative, strongly negative. And what we're talking about is how you feel after you've been around them. So score every person and say, well, when I've been around this person, I feel like a 0 or a 1. When I've been around this person, I feel like a 9 or a 10, right? So I'm not saying automatically the 9 or 10s are best, because there can be reasons for that. But at least it's worth considering. If you're talking about building your recovery around people who make you feel really bad when you've been around them, then it makes sense to consider the radical and challenging step of building your recovery away from them. I mean, these are challenging questions, but we're only at the planning stage, and I assure you, facing these questions now is a lot better and more productive than facing them after you've already decided and built half your building's already up and you spent a lot of investment on it, and now you've realized it's in the wrong place. So again, think about, you're always building next to something. Now, you can be building next to a load of neighbors who make you feel terrible, or you can be building next to a load of space and isolation that's going to have you going stir crazy. It's all about thinking, what gives me the best chance? And remember, when we're scoring that, when we're evaluating that, we're asking ourselves, what gives me the best chance and what are my stretch goals? In other words, I know that this will challenge me, but I think it'll challenge me in a good way. I know, for instance, that when I've talked to people who are considering their recovery, that one of the biggest challenges that people face is the relationship challenge. And what I mean by that is, often I'll talk to people who are considering, you know, they might be leaving a rehab, they might be going abstinent and so on. And they'll be setting up one relationship after another. And I'll say, look, your best chance of making this succeed is to get a place on your own. And I'll say that because I know them and because I've worked with them and the advice is sound. But I'll say, look, that's the most challenging thing you can do, but it's also the best thing you can do. Often, they've just, the saying in recovery circles is they've taken someone hostage. You know, it's not really a relationship. It's just a captive. It's just somebody who helps you get through the day. And although being on your own would be much more challenging, the fact is that challenge will be good for you. Because if you're not willing to face that challenge, then, you know, as we look upon this later, in the foundation stage, you know, we're looking at the cost, then it means you're not willing to pay the cost. It's no good saying to someone, I'm going to build this house, will you pay for half the building with me, and then we'll own the house half each, if actually they're going to drive you mad once you've built it. If you're going to build it on your own, it's going to cost more because you're going to pay for the whole thing, but at least you get the choice of who lives there afterwards. So these are really important questions, and I do want you to consider them before you start deciding where you're going to build your foundation. So I'll see you on the next one. Bye for now.